You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
It's time for another episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. It is our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we feel like talking about. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Yep. And we come at you full force with the week's headlines. We just provide the most interesting tidbits. We want you to think with your noodle here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We give you all the tools to do so. We give you lots of great morsels of information and exciting news and everything else that comes our way.
It's not the... What am I trying to say is that... What am I trying to say?
Yep, like that. That's very important information.
Yeah, I think it's something that everybody should know, really.
Mike doesn't know what he's trying to say.
Yeah. Well, because once you have that bit of information, you'll understand why I'm so speechless sometimes.
There you go. Before we dive into the news headlines, we'd like to just recap, you know, what we did in the previous week since we were on the air. So, Mike, how are you doing? What have you been up to?
I'm pretty good. I recently got to see X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, how was that?
It was really, really good. My second favorite X-Men movie so far. I'm a big fan of the X-Men franchise.
What's your first?
First Class, actually. I thought that was really cool. But Days of Future Past was really good. Had a lot of great characters. All the old ones came back, and all the new cast was there. And they even introduced some new mutants. So it was just like superhero overload. They really did. And the CG was out of this world. I mean, the action sequences were huge and incredible. So very good film. I highly recommend it.
All right. So there you go. You got a movie recommendation now.
Yes, yes. X-Men Days of Future Past. Definitely go see it. That's what I was doing. What have you been up to, Rich?
I was enjoying a nice concert down in South Philly. Buck Cherry was in town with Fozzy.
Nice.
For those who don't know, Fozzy is Chris Jericho. Yes, the wrestler, Y2J, the Walls of Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roller, Chris Jericho.
He's jumping to a different medium is all.
Yeah, and they were awesome.
Yeah, they were good?
I gotta admit, yeah. Like, I kind of thought they would kind of be just like riding the coattails that like he's Chris Jericho and stuff, but like the whole band is awesome.
And that combines two of your favorite things, right?
Yeah, rock music and wrestling.
There you go. Yeah. Must have been great.
Yeah. And it was their first performance ever in Philly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So kind of historic too.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. And then Buck Cherry, well, they opened for Buck Cherry.
Right.
And Buck Cherry was awesome. I caught a drumstick.
You caught a drumstick?
Yep. I was that close to him.
That's pretty close then.
Yeah. The drummer threw it and it was right to me. I just went up and caught it.
Nice. Nice little souvenir, right?
Yeah.
That you didn't have to pay for.
Right.
That's the best type of souvenir.
Yeah. The free ones.
Yes.
And you know what's funny is I guess I never really realized this about drummers, but the drumstick that I caught, it was chipped in the middle of it.
Really?
Yeah. I guess that's how hard you're banging on the drums.
I guess,
it's enough
to
cause little cracks in the drumsticks.
Yeah. I guess so.
I guess that's how furious you play the drums.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about how much of a beating those drumsticks take.
Yeah.
Over and over, all those shows and all that practicing, and you're really wailing on those drums sometimes.
If you're going to bang your drum hard. And bang your drum all day.
There you go. Is that a reference to bang on the drum all day?
Yes.
Nice.
I don't want to work.
Yeah. I don't want to work. I want to listen to the crispy noodle.
I didn't know you were going to go off there.
Well, yes, I was, Rich.
There you go. Please continue.
That's all I had.
Oh, all right. Fine. I ruined it. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to do it again?
You could if you'd like. I don't know.
I don't want to work. I want to listen to the crispy noodle.
Crispy Noodle Podcast, 2014. Aruga. Boom. In your face. Ha ha.
Mike is all about promoting the Crispy Noodle.
You caught that pre-show last week, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I stuck it into the commercial break last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Little Easter egg for those that pay attention to the commercials.
Yeah, see that? We're so dedicated. We're even putting content into the commercial breaks.
Yeah.
So even the commercial breaks are entertaining.
Yeah. Where else are you going to find a show like that?
Dedication right there by us.
Crispy Noodle Podcast, 2014. Aruga. Boom. In your face. Ha ha.
What the hell is that at the end?
It was like a laughing bird. I have no idea what I was trying to do.
In your face. Ha ha.
I love that just isolated.
In your face. Ha ha.
What the hell are you doing, Mike?
Oh, I ask myself that sometimes as well.
Yeah.
It's not the... What am I trying to say?
All right, you know what? Enough about us.
Yeah, before we get too far off the rails, why don't we...
In your face!
Why don't we dive into what we actually have planned for today?
Yeah, let's get to some news headlines. And the way we like to start off our news headlines is with the sports sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha!
All right.
You know what? That's appropriate because I think that's what New York Mets fans are saying right now. Isn't that right?
Regrettably so.
Yeah. Phillies fans will know that the Phils have not exactly been performing up to the high standards we anticipate them to. Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, we covered it last week that the Phillies weren't doing too well. But this last series with the Mets was really painful to watch.
Yeah, really, really bad for a number of reasons. I mean, you know, just I think last week we had talked about how the Phillies were really struggling. We were debating whether to push the panic button. Right?
I already did.
Or you pushed, yeah.
I already did.
You were hammering it, right, with your fist.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to push it now, too, because, you know, last week we said that the Phillies were bad but not the worst team in the division. Well, now they're playing against the worst team in the division, and they can't beat them. They can't even finish a game in 9 innings. They're going 14 innings twice.
Yeah.
Already in the season. And they went into the 11th inning another time. And they're losing all these games. It's just a really, really poor showing.
Yeah. Out of this 4-game series, the Phillies have lost 3 of them. 3 of those games went into extra innings, as you've mentioned. And it's just a case of just getting a run when you need it to.
And that's been their problem, right?
Yeah, just there's this aging lineup just doesn't have any offensive power anymore.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
Yeah, like Jim Morris said, we couldn't do anything offensively. on top of that, it's the Mets. It's the rival. Like, come on, this is the time you need to dig deep and pull out, you know, that, you know, be clutch and pull out this run so that you end the game.
Yeah, but they're just not getting it done. I don't know what's wrong with them. We do know what's wrong with them. Just we can't believe it that they're now the worst in the division and fifth worst team in Major League Baseball.
And we lost 3 out of 4 to the Mets. That just sickens me.
Actually, it's 4 out of 5.
Yeah. They're so bad I forgot they even played a game.
So it's 4 out of 5.
Ugh.
3 of which went into extra innings.
Ugh.
This cannot be made good. It's shameful. It's a shameful, shameful day!
Yeah.
It is shameful, isn't it?
This is the rallying cry that I'm going to attach on to the Phillies. Until the Phillies improve and start to do better, I'm going to keep playing that clip because I'm just sad when the Phillies lose this many games, especially to a rival.
This cannot be made good. It's shameful. It's a shameful, shameful day!
Thank you, Pete Campbell.
I just can't believe... this is really pathetic. It is shameful, like the clip says.
This cannot be made good. It's shameful. It's a shameful, shameful day!
Gotta love that. So I guess we're both in agreement, though, that everybody should be pressing the panic button now.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have to go into extra innings against the worst team in the division, not just one or two extra innings, but we're talking, what is it, four extra innings, five extra innings. I can't even count. It's so ridiculous. This is not good.
No. And to me, I think this fuels the fire for trade talks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right now, a big commodity that teams are going after is Cliff Lee. Teams are very interested in him. I could see a trade happening very easily.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have a big contract, and that might be a little bit of a hindrance when it comes to actually moving him. But
some franchises will pay that, though.
Yeah, especially one that's, you know, looking to make that playoff run or somebody looking to go deep in the postseason. I think they can find a trade that'll suit them.
Yeah, because something's got to be done.
Yeah, this team needs to change the lineup, needs to change the rotation. It's
they probably need to change a couple of those things, not just one, but they probably need changes across the board.
Yeah. And you know it's sad because you know you don't want to see the players that won the 2008 World Series go away.
Yeah, but I mean you know
it's starting to get to the point where
what was that 6 years ago?
Yeah,
six years
ago. It's getting to the point where we're not producing runs.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Wait a minute. By the way, I should address this.
Uh-oh.
Someone emailed me or sent me a message that. You know, because I complained last week that the Phillies don't have any offensive power.
Right.
And someone said, well, wait a minute. They had that one game where they won 9-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Out of 162? Oh.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Well, first off, all because you tack on runs to a shutout, that doesn't mean you're an offensive firehouse or something.
Yeah.
Powerhouse. I don't know why I said firehouse.
I don't know why either.
We're also firemen now.
Philadelphia fireman. If you want to pick out individual games, okay, because I'm going over the list here. We have a 12-1 loss. We have a 10-0 loss. We have a 12-6 loss. I mean, if you want to pick out individual games, we can do it all day. We got a 14-5 loss. Just recently against the Mets, we have an 11-2 loss. So
this cannot be made good. It's shameful. It's a shameful, shameful day.
I mean, look, if you want to pick out one game, I could pick out one game where, you know, freak things happen.
Yeah.
It is not indicative of the team as a whole, though.
Yeah. Just piling on runs on a shutout doesn't mean you have an offensive powerhouse.
Yeah, and I think these last couple of games against the Mets have really proved where you're coming from, Rich, where we're all coming from.
This is the time when you need a run. Just knock in a base hit.
If you can't get a single run in five extra innings to win the game against the worst team in the division, you're not an offensive powerhouse.
Thank you.
Just plain and simple. It's objective. It's not subjective. Five extra innings, not one run. Come on now.
And I'm telling you, this is it. Push the panic button.
Ahooga, right?
Yeah. Ahooga.
In your face. Ha ha.
Well, yeah, not really... good news coming from the Phillies camp this year.
We got kind of heated there, didn't we?
Yeah, why not?
Motherfucking pterodactyl. All right, then.
As long as you didn't curse, Mike.
Yeah, I didn't. I kept myself in check.
Motherfucking pterodactyl.
That fucking sucked.
Because, yeah, we obviously have all the times you've cursed before.
Yeah, yeah. you know who is probably cursing right now is Donald Sterling, because we have a news update regarding his precious LA Clippers, don't we?
So it looks like somebody will be buying the Los Angeles Clippers from Mr. Sterling.
Donald Sterling's being forced out whether he wants to or not. And the person buying the team is none other than former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, who's going to pay a reported $2 billion.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a big franchise. It's in Los Angeles. I mean, $2 billion is a little bit excessive for it.
Yeah, I think so.
But it is, you are talking about, one of the biggest teams in the NBA.
Yeah, it's a big market there in LA.
Yeah.
I mean, LA is a big city.
Right.
You know?
And the Clippers are actually, on the team, they're actually getting better.
They made the playoffs this past year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. They could have, you know, I mean, I don't want to say Donald Sterling caused the team to crash and burn, but I feel like they could have made it farther if it wasn't for all this Sterling nonsense.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe next year after he's long gone, maybe we will see them go further.
Yeah. Boy, would that be something, seeing the Clippers in the in the finals instead of the Lakers.
Wow. Yeah. A different team for once.
Would Jack Nicholson switch sides?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Do you think he's a bandwagon fan?
I don't know. Because he's such a huge Lakers fan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, because they were winning championships.
Right. Is it because they were winning championships, or did he really like the team? I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
would he switch to the Clippers bandwagon?
Well, if the LA Clippers can pull something off, maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
Good times, noodle salad.
Yeah, and he could have good times, noodle salad.
Yeah, you know who's not having a good time, though, is, of course, Donald Sterling. And he's showing that by trying to sue the NBA for $1 billion. Now, this... Now, this is separate.
I love how billion is just being thrown around so nonchalantly.
Yeah, really. Just $1 billion.
Yeah, I'll buy the team from you for $2 billion. Oh, I'll sue you for $1
billion. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This now, is like chump change.
It is. Well, for these people.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Yes. I haven't used that clip in a while.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Yeah, we haven't used that in a long time.
Yeah.
Just to clear up any confusion, though, the purchase of the LA Clippers is coming from Sterling's wife and the Sterling Family Trust. So Donald Sterling is kind of like the lone shark out here just suing the NBA on his own. This isn't in addition to the purchase, because I was a little confused about that as well when I first read the article.
Mm-hmm.
Two separate entities working here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole situation's messed up.
It is. Donald Sterling should just... He should just step aside gracefully and just fade into obscurity.
Yeah, he really should. Just accept the fact he's getting $2 billion for his team.
Yeah. Although I don't know how much that money he'll actually see, because technically it's going to the wife and the quote-unquote family trust. So.
He's still going to be well off. Come on.
Well, he's probably made, you know, tons of money off the franchise up until now, so...
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Probably has a private island somewhere.
Yeah,
Swiss bank account.
Just,
you know?
retweet. Yeah, retweet and retreat. Go back and just enjoy whatever's left of your money.
Yeah, I mean, he's an old dude. Just take your money and live your life out in, you know, grand splendor on a private island somewhere.
Take the money and run. Steve Miller, come on.
Just cut all your ties and just, you know, get out of here.
Yeah.
You probably got millions of dollars already. What do you need $1 billion for?
$2 billion.
$2 billion. Let's just make it $4 billion.
Yeah. Billion, million, jajillion dollars. It gets to that point where you could just, you know, add a consonant at the end of illion and it would make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Update for you. $2 billion for the Los Angeles Clippers. Anybody else got $3 billion? Do I hear $3 billion? Anybody? No, all right.
Well, you know, some other money news, relating to a different league, though, the NFL.
Uh-oh, football?
Football, that's right.
It's motherfucking goddamn sons of bitch and fucking football!
Oh, a little bit of football news for you here.
Yeah, speaking of lawsuits and money, we know there's this big lawsuit against the NFL right now, this concussion lawsuit, and all these retired players are asking for millions and millions of dollars, which, you know, some would say rightfully so. But some big news here, because former Dolphin and Football Hall of Famer Dan Marino has officially joined the crusade against the NFL in the concussion lawsuit.
Yeah, that's pretty startling that, you know, Dan Marino is now on board with this case. I mean, Dan Marino has been kind of like a poster child for, like, NFL retirement, the way he was able to pick up a broadcasting job. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Just, he's handled it gracefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame and, you know, he's enjoying a nice, comfortable life.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's not unheard of, though, for this to happen. Apparently... There's already 41 members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's in addition to the 5,000 other former players in this lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty startling when you think about it in terms like that. And to put it in, more specific terms here, the reason why they are specifically suing the NFL in this big lawsuit is that they are charging that the NFL was, quote, concealing and withholding information about football-related brain injuries, which that's very serious. That's the grounds for, like, fraud and like, legal action.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of tough to prove this, though, don't you think, in a way? How do you prove that they were intentionally misleading players?
Yeah. Like, they were, like, hiding, like, reports about concussions?
Yeah, well, especially because the concussion thing is very recent. I mean, only a decade ago when someone would get hit, what would we hear? Oh, he got his bell rung.
Yeah.
Or he got the air knocked out of him. Now when somebody gets hit, it right away goes to concussion. So the NFL is just going to make the case the research wasn't there. The evidence wasn't there at first. So this is going to be kind of tough to prove from the player's standpoint. I think they have a valid concern. I definitely... You know, they.
Yeah, but how are they going to win a legal case?
Yeah, exactly. We're not looking at this from the justice standpoint or the moral standpoint. You have to look at it from a legal standpoint. And from a legal standpoint, I don't know if they have a strong enough case, but you know, they're going for it.
I mean, I think it's worth going for it if we. I mean, that's really startling. 5,000 former players are comprising this lawsuit. I mean, that's really startling.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And at least. Even if this fails, at least the NFL has learned that they can't just, you know, brush off a concussion anymore.
Yeah.
The NFL has done steps now to ensure, you know, if you have a concussion, you're out for next week, no matter what. That's just a safety precaution.
Yeah. They're finally taking some precautionary steps. I would like to see the NFL reach a settlement, though, with the players. There was a proposed $765 million settlement. But you know, when somebody's willing to drop $2 billion on a basketball team, don't you think the NFL should put out a little more towards ensuring player safety and health?
Yeah. Boy, yeah. That's really sad when you put it like that. Yeah.
I'm just looking at these figures. I mean, back to back, we're talking billions of dollars. Donald Sterling is suing the NBA for $1 billion, and these 5,000 players can't get $1 billion between them.
Yeah.
You know? So... I think the NFL needs to do so. They need to step up. When you hear reports of players that we watched growing up, Junior Seau.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really sad news regarding these players and suicide and degenerative brain issues. And these are not guys from the 60s and 70s. These are guys from the 90s.
Yeah.
So obviously this is a really, really serious issue.
I mean, it's just. It does seem like the NFL should be out to take care of these guys.
Yeah. Look at all they gave you. You use them as tools, as marketing, as a brand, and then what? Some of them become analysts. Some of them become commentators.
Yeah, and then what? The rest just go off into the sunset, and that's it? You never hear from them again?
5,000.
5,000. That really is startling.
41 Hall of Famers. I mean, those are the numbers that we have to look at. You know, sure, a couple of them become TV personalities, but there are 5,000 others that do not. And I'm sure there's countless others that just don't want to step up because they're afraid of the backlash.
Yeah. So, I mean, even though the NFL has been having steps to combat concussions and issues on the field with current players, they need to take care of the past. You know, the people
Definitely.
That did not, you know, that did not have these, you know, precautionary concussion steps.
Right, exactly. It's not like the NFL doesn't have the money either.
No.
You know?
Are you kidding me? The NFL is the most profitable league out of all the sports leagues.
In the world, not just in the U.S. And the NFL is just enormous.
Yeah. But Dan Marino making his note on this case. I mean, that's pretty big. Dan Marino... You know, arguably the greatest quarterback to never win a Super Bowl. And now he's joining in on this lawsuit.
Yeah. You know? I think that's what the lawsuit needs. It needs more big name players to create, you know, stir some stuff up in order to get recognition in order to get attention.
Yeah. You know what? That's what should, yeah. If we can get more big stars, you know, big stars of the past.
Yeah.
To come forward and join this cause. Yeah. Cause that's what will sway the NFL to do something about this.
Yeah. They're not going to win the lawsuit. I have a feeling they're not going to win it, but they should get a settlement. I think their best bet is to aim for causing enough problems that they get a settlement, but yeah. a good one. So, and they should put in programs where, you know, retirees can draw from a collective health fund type thing to, I read this in an article once. Somebody made the suggestion. I forget which former player it was, but, to start like a retirement fund for NFL players for medical purposes, not just, you know, money to play with, but a retirement medical fund that players can draw from to take care of these issues. That might be a good idea.
That would be a start.
Yeah, a start, definitely.
Very surprising to see Dan Marino getting involved in this and actually being one of the 5,000 former players to join this lawsuit against the NFL for, quote, concealing and withholding information about football-related brain injuries. That's a pretty serious charge.
That is a very serious charge. But a lot of stuff to think about on that front.
Yeah. And whether or not it's successful, we'll keep you updated on.
A developing news story.
Yeah, but more weight now onto the side of the former players with big name Dan Marino. We'll see if any other ones join the cause. All right, but you know what? So far, you know, I feel like these last three news stories have all been doom and gloom.
They have been, right?
Ugh, I've been depressed. So you know what? Let's do an uplifting story.
That sounds good. We're all about uplifting stories here.
Yeah. So, Mike, throw me an uplifting news story. Come on. We need something to lighten the mood.
Well, I got one just for you. Turns out that it was recently announced that two women will make the NFL list of officials for 2014.
So wait, women are going to officiate NFL games.
That's what it seems like now.
All right, I like that. Woo!
Woo! Mamma mia! Yeah. Yeah.
Toss me boobies. Boobies.
Jerry.
What does this guy think, he's an Indian?
Like,
Jerry. Jesus!
All right.
Boy, that win button was especially appropriate, wasn't it?
Yeah. Who are the two lucky ladies that are going to be able to do this?
They are. Let me see if I can find their names here.
All right. Mike's pulling
that up. Oh,
it's
Sarah Thomas and Maya Chaka. They are put on a list. They're going to ref a preseason game this year, and that makes them eligible next year to... next year to start reffing regular season games.
All right. Well, let's break the gender barrier here. Yeah, let's get some female referees.
And this is important because they would be the first non-replacement female refs in NFL history. Of course, the replacement ref debacle from 2012.
The infamous interception touchdown.
What? Yeah. But no,
yeah. Let's face it. Women can do better than that.
Yes,
women can do better than the replacement refs. Let's get them in.
And now they're getting their shot. So hopefully we'll see some more gender equality in the officiating area of the game. And there's no reason why females couldn't be refs, right?
No, I mean, get them in there.
It doesn't require you to do anything that ridiculous. I mean, you see some of the refs; they're old guys, right? Some of them don't look in great shape. I mean, there's no reason females can't do that job too. There should be no barrier to doing it.
No. And I'll tell you what, I know some women, they're some of the most passionate football fans around.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
The NFL is not just a men only league.
No, not by any means. So this is good to see some more gender diversity in general, right?
Yeah. Looking forward to it. So they're starting out with a preseason game this year, and then next year they'll do regular season games.
That's the hope. They'll be eligible to do it. I don't know if they will, because there's a large pool of officials that they draw from. So we'll see. Maybe they'll be bumped up to regular season games, but, very interesting news, I think.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever see female players?
Well, you see, that's the big question. Do you remember way back when?
Yeah.
When we first started.
Uh-huh. I know what you're about to say.
Yeah, we had the story about the one female kicker trying out for a regional combine.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she had an injury, so we didn't really get to see what she was capable of. But I think we had mentioned at the time that the kicking positions would be the type of position that a female could play. I mean, you can't make them offensive linemen. I mean, you know, offensive linemen are, you know, 350-pound, 6.5-foot people, you know?
Unless you're talking about that, what's his name? The Green Bay lineman? What's his name?
I don't know.
Now I just lost it. His sister's like a bodybuilder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Matthews, is it?
Are you talking about the linebacker, Clay Matthews?
Yeah.
His sister is a bodybuilder?
Yeah. And like
a female linebacker, maybe.
Yeah, and like you're just like, oh my gosh, draft her. Let's see if she can do. If she can,
yeah, with the Matthews pedigree, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome if you get like a brother and sister duo or something. You know,
oh, they would just create so much havoc for the opponents.
Yeah,
but no, I don't really know if we'll ever see a female player, but a female kicker seems within reason, right?
Well, yeah, because you're pretty much your only goal is to just make the field goals.
Kickoffs as well. Too.
Some kickers, you know, you might get tackled in the middle of a little battle or something that might happen. But for the most part, kickers usually don't get much physical contact. Punters, that's another
one. Punters, yeah.
Punters usually don't get touched.
Well, and they're protected too by the rule book.
Right. There's roughing the punter. You can't run into a punter.
So, I mean, every once in a while they'll be required to throw a tackle, but I think a female could do that. A well-built female. There's no reason to think they couldn't. Now, there's some positions I understand why there's some concern, you know, like defensive linemen and stuff like that. But, you know, being a kicker, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, that's definitely something that could work out.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we'll see that girl try out again at a regional combine.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to her.
Let's hope that this starts to break down all the gender barriers.
You know? That'd be nice. Yeah.
Because I got to admit, it's kind of sad, like, to you know, like, like when girls are, like, playing sports and you're trying to say, you know, you can be anything you want to be, and then you go to the sports section.
Yeah,
and,
but you can't be that.
Yeah. The big four sports are all male dominated.
Or what if, you know, a young girl likes to watch sports and she doesn't have many role models? Because, I mean, let's face it, the WNBA, I mean, I couldn't even name one team for you.
Yeah, they're not really all that in bad
chips. I don't
think
there's like a professional softball league. You know, there's no female football except for the Lingerie Bowl, but I mean...
No, excuse me, Mike. It's the Legends
Football
League. Oh,
the Legends Football League. Yeah,
hello?
I remember. They changed the name. Yeah.
Mike, they're Legends. Hello?
That's right. It's true. But, I mean, the point that I'm making is that, you know, a young girl watching sports with, you know, her father, say, and there's no role model for her.
Yeah.
You know, that's
kind of
sad.
Why shouldn't there be a serious women's sports league?
Yeah, instead of the Legends Football League, why don't they have a serious female football league? That's not to say that the Legends Football League isn't serious, but...
How about, like, just, like, ladies baseball?
Ladies, yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why couldn't ladies play LBL. Baseball?
LBL.
Yeah, LBL, yeah.
Ladies Baseball League.
Why don't women play baseball?
Yeah, well, I mean, they usually play softball, but yeah. Why not?
Yeah, a woman could throw a baseball.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, anyway.
But the point is...
We want to see more gender equality.
Yeah, more diversity, more gender equality. These are good things in modern society, right?
Yeah. Take that, stereotypes of the past generation. I don't know where...
Very well put.
Yeah, whoever those are.
We're on a vendetta against past generations. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're trying to clean the slate.
There you go. We're starting over. We're starting fresh. We'll pretend that the past 200 years of inequality and everything never happened, right? We're going to start over.
Well, we're trying to correct it. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, we're trying to put it on a positive path.
Right. And I think this is a good start, having these two female referees. begin the path here, that they'll start a ref a preseason game this year, and then hopefully they'll do a regular season game next year.
Yeah, so look for Sarah Thomas and Maya Chaka in the upcoming NFL preseason.
That's an interesting name, Maya Chaka.
Yeah, I hope I'm saying it right.
Maya Chaka Khan.
Yeah. But before we start making fun of these female refs' names, I think it's time for us to take a little breather.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We'll have the entertainment entree coming up for you. Mike, what do we have in that entertainment entree?
Oh, boy, we got a loaded entree. First off, we have a news update about one of our favorite comedies. But then we have a huge video game segment previewing the biggest video game event of the year. I'm talking about E3, of course.
Oh, yeah. Video game news abound. So don't go anywhere. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally German Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom, we are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. And after a whole bunch of sports news, we're leaving the sports realm and diving into the main course of tonight's
podcast meal, if you will.
The podcast meal, that's right.
Yep. And we like to do so with this next portion. What is it, Mike?
It is none other than the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You were the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
Why'd you hit Aiden?
Because I don't have pancakes.
Because you want pancakes? You can't hit people because you want pancakes.
I need
you can't hit people because you don't get pancakes.
I need some.
You can't do that.
He's being good.
He's being good. You just punched him in the head because you didn't get pancakes.
I need pancakes.
No.
And it's time for the entertainment entree.
Yeah. I promise not to punch you if I don't get pancakes, Rich.
Uh-oh. So yeah. What, should we go get pancakes during the break?
No, I said I promise I won't.
Oh, okay.
But, you know,
I didn't get you pancakes
during the break might be good, too.
Yeah, all right. Where's your brother? He's here.
Yeah, I know,
he's
right?
He's the assistant producer. He needs to go get us pancakes.
Send him out to IHOP. Come back with a I don't know, a wheelbarrow full of pancakes.
Yep, we need it immediately.
Yes, immediately.
Chop, chop.
It is imperative to the continuation of our podcast.
So that clip is getting a little bit of viral popularity right now. It's just a random, I guess, parent?
Yeah, it's a parent, I guess, trying to discipline his son because his son punched someone else because he didn't get pancakes.
Well, yeah, you know, that's very serious.
There's a common enemy! Kill him!
Yeah. That would be Mike's reaction if somebody stole his pancakes.
There's a common enemy! Kill him! I love my pancakes, you know?
Google that if you get a chance. I don't even know what it's called. It's just
you can't punch people because you want pancakes. That's the name of the video.
That's the name of the video?
That's the name of the video.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Write that down for I don't even have my pen on me. Yeah, write that down for things that we've learned, because I've definitely learned that. Don't punch people because you can't get your pancakes.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Thank you, YouTube, and whoever uploaded that video. So there you go. Getting a little bit of viral popularity there.
Oh, funny stuff. You know what else is funny? And something that we're very passionate about, just like pancakes, Rich, would be the cult hit comedy Community from NBC, which was sadly canceled. Yeah. But there's a wrinkle in the tale.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Well, remember a couple weeks ago we talked about maybe it could be revived on a streaming site?
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, maybe possibilities on, you know, Netflix or YouTube or some other video website.
Some other video website such as Hulu, who is reportedly in talks with Sony to bring Community to the streaming service.
Radical! Yeah!
That's right. This is kind of getting a little bit of a buzz because, you know, Community has such a diehard following, and it is the perfect type of show to be picked up by a streaming service to be resurrected from the dead, if you will.
Oh, yeah. You know, we were saying this a couple weeks ago. This show is just, it's similar to Arrested Development.
It is.
It's built for this cult following, and the moment a major network decided to cancel it, it's up for grabs. Why not, you know, get Hulu or Netflix or one of these video providers on the case?
Yeah, why not? And Community creator Dan Harmon even said, I'm not going to be the guy that re-cancels canceled Community. So I guess from that you can sort of infer that he wants to keep it going somehow.
Yeah. So I think this is a great move for all parties involved, to be honest with you. It works out for Dan Harmon and the Community crew. It helps out for Hulu if they sign this and they get the wheels turning on this, and the fans win. They get more Community.
Yeah, this is a win-win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
I really hope this works out. Of course, they say the talks are in the very, very early stages, so there's no actual details yet. It's not confirmed, but it seems like they're heading in that direction. So hopefully something concrete will come from this.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, Hulu would be idiots to let this fall to the wayside.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. Could you imagine if Netflix picked this up in addition to Arrested Development? Hulu is already struggling to compete, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't visit Hulu at all anymore.
No. And did you know that Hulu is completely now on Hulu Plus now?
Really?
Yeah. You can't watch any free shows now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Hulu, listen up. I would pay for a Plus subscription, at least for a couple of months, to get that last season of Community.
Yeah, so there you go. You might get Mike on this.
Yeah. And that's all that matters, right, is securing my subscription.
That fucking sucked. That's what Mike will say if you lose Community,
yeah,
the chance to sign Community on.
Although if Hulu loses Community to Netflix, I'll be doubly happy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
I'm already paying for Netflix, so yeah.
There you go. That'll be a win-win for you.
Yeah. But bottom line, we want Community back.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow,
I think everybody
somewhere.
Does.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the only people that didn't was NBC.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
That fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Well, NBC is going to realize what they missed out on once Hulu or Netflix or YouTube or somebody, Amazon maybe even.
Yeah, Amazon. They do their own video streaming website.
They do. Any one of these services is ripe to pick up community.
Yep. But it looks like the one that has the strongest chance of picking it up is Hulu Plus. So that would be interesting if it gets on Hulu Plus.
Yeah, we'll see.
It would be a big win for them.
A big win for everybody, but we will have to wait and see.
Well, you know what? Big win, big loss. That invokes gaming to me.
I think so. And we have a jam-packed gaming segment for everyone. Praise the glorious leader.
All right, time for some video game news.
Yeah. Praise our glorious leader video games, right? Praise the glorious leader.
Well, hey, Kim Jong-un is about to be a video game, so that really does fit, right?
Yeah, it does fit.
We covered that, I think, like 2 weeks ago, that Kim Jong-un is going to get his own video game, so yeah, there you go. It all ties in together.
Praise the glorious leader. It ties in even better because we're getting ready for one of the biggest video game events of the year. Maybe we'll see Kim Jong-un's game there. We're talking, of course, about E3.
Praise the glorious leader. Which one are we talking about?
About E3.
Okay, we're talking about E3, not Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Praise the glorious leader. For those of you that don't know, E3 is the Electronic Entertainment Expo. It's the biggest gaming event of the year.
Yeah, this is like the Super Bowl of video game announcements.
This is when all the big reveals, all the announcements, all the new stuff is shown to the public. It's basically one big hype fest for the upcoming video game year. And this year it takes place between June 10th and June 12th. So make sure to check that out. But before that happens, I figured it'd be a good idea to go over some of our expectations, some of the things that we're looking forward to, and if we have any long shots that we want to see happen, a wish list, if you will, of impossible things, but still something we would love to see. So would you say that you're looking forward to Kim Jong-un's game? Maybe.
Well, yeah, when that comes out, that'll be cool.
Praise the glorious leader.
But you know, I'm looking forward to hearing what Sony's got up their sleeve.
Yeah. I'm really excited about Sony this year because you know that they've been just on a tear with the positive news. And I think we can all expect at E3 that they're going to announce huge PS4 sales. They're probably going to announce that it sold over 8 million units. Cause I think just a couple weeks ago we announced that they sold, what was it, 7 million?
Yeah. They've already crossed that threshold.
Yeah, it's already the fastest selling video game console of all time. So, you know, they're just going to heap on the good news. But something else that we can expect from Sony is they might announce details on their PlayStation Now video game streaming and rental service. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, so I could download a video game for rent?
Yeah, to rent. Yeah, it's they sort of compare it to a Netflix for games.
Hmm, interesting.
Not only that, but you don't even need a console for it. If you have a Sony Bravia TV, all you need is a PlayStation controller.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think that's a really cool idea. Because you're streaming it. You're not downloading it locally. You're streaming it from their servers. So it can work on tablets, TVs, computers.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
So if
that's pretty cool.
If PlayStation Now really, if they figure out the back end with all the servers and the hardware and stuff, this could be a big thing for Sony.
Yeah, you don't need the console.
Yeah, could you imagine all of the PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 libraries being opened up to play whenever you want?
You know what we would play? We'd play some Time Splitters.
Oh,
that's what we would do.
Yes, we would.
We would not get any work done.
Ever.
The moose is loose.
Yes.
Yeah.
The moose will be loose if that happens.
The moose is loose.
But even better, from what we know already, these games are not just the single-player campaigns. They'll have all their multiplayer. You'll be able to save online, leaderboards. All the bells and whistles will be with these games. So I'm interested to hear more details about this service.
Yeah.
But the other side, Sony's main competitor, Microsoft, they're probably going to make some announcements too. I'm expecting them to talk about the cheaper Kinect-less Xbox One model. They recently announced that they're coming out with a $400 model without the Kinect because they realize nobody uses the camera with their console anymore. So I'm sort of expecting them to talk a little bit about that as well. Do you think that's a smart move on Microsoft's part?
I mean, I thought that was like one of the biggest reasons to get an Xbox One was the whole Kinect stuff.
Well, now they're backtracking on that. It's, you know, it's not something new to backtrack for Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of that the past year.
Yeah, see used games.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe Microsoft can win back some gamers by showing off some of the exclusive TV programming they announced at the Xbox One reveal. Have you ever did you notice that that kind of disappeared? They announced that they were going to do a Halo TV series and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't heard anything, not a peep from that again.
So maybe they'll bring that up at E3. That seems... I don't know. I don't know if they should. But I can see them doing that.
Only do it if you're actually going to do it.
Yeah, only bring it up if you're actually going to go through with it.
Yeah.
Of course, Nintendo will probably make some announcements. I hope that they reveal those licensing deals we were talking about recently.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we were talking about possibly Nintendo merging with mobile games.
Yeah.
Which, that would be cool. You know, you could play Super Mario Brothers on your cell phone or something.
Yeah, I think if they came out to E3 and made an announcement like that, that would send fans over the top.
Yeah. That would win back fans.
That would win back a lot of fans.
Yeah. I'd do it. I'd download Super Mario Brothers on my cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Super Mario and Kirby and Pokemon and all those great franchises. Zelda. I mean, think of the possibilities.
Yeah. That whole Nintendo arsenal would be up for grabs.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just talking about how PlayStation would, or Sony would, you know, kill if they, you know, nailed their PlayStation Now announcement. But if Nintendo announced that they were going to release their characters, their games on mobile devices, that might steal the spotlight.
Hello, it's-a me, Mario. Woohoo! Hello, it's-a me, Mario. Woohoo!
Mario's excited.
You can hear that on a mobile device, maybe.
Yeah. Could be your new ringtone.
Yeah.
And this could be your text.
Hey, Nintendo, get on it.
I think I might have to do that. Change my ringtones.
Yeah.
That'll be my... Oh, I got a text.
Oh, yes. Maybe that's something else Nintendo could do. Yeah. Make ringtones. But the biggest thing to expect from E3 is that studios will start revealing the first truly next-gen games. All the next-gen games that have been shown so far, they've been developed for the older generation as well. You know, like the Assassin's Creed games and Watch Dogs that recently came out.
Mm-hmm. Last of Us.
The Last of Us, yeah.
BioShock downloadable content.
Yeah.
PlayStation 3.
That's right. But this E3, we're probably going to see more games that are exclusive to next-gen consoles that really push the consoles or start to unlock some of the advanced hardware and the new features of the consoles. So that'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, let's push the hardware here. Let's see how lifelike we can get these games to be.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. But that's what we can expect. But what are we looking forward to most out of all this hoopla? I know for me personally, I'm looking forward to, like you mentioned, Sony's announcements. Uncharted 4, PlayStation Now. That's what I'm looking forward to. Do you have anything that you're really looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to seeing more of Batman Arkham Knight. Yeah. There was an article that you showed me in Game Informer.
Oh yeah,
That gave a great preview of it, and ever since then, I've just been like, I've been
really
on the,
excited for.
Yeah,
it, right?
I've been on the hunt for all the latest Batman news on it.
Well, it's going to be open world in Gotham.
Yeah,
not just the asylum, not just Arkham
right.
City, but all of Gotham.
You were always confined.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. And now you're in an open world environment.
And of course, opening up the world, you need the Batmobile.
Yeah, duh.
I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
If they can pull it off.
I think they'll be able to pull it off.
Do you think we'll get some Batmobile gameplay footage at E3?
That would be awesome. They've been hyping it.
They really have. I'd be shocked if they didn't, actually, because it's releasing in November.
Yeah.
So now's the time, right?
Right.
I'm Batman.
There you go.
Maybe Batman himself will make an appearance.
I'm Batman.
That's actually the...
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West.
No, not that Batman.
That's actually just the whole conference is just, I'm Batman and the Adam West song.
Adam West just comes out.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I hear we've got a new video game going on.
Oh.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West.
So... there you go. Yeah, I want to see more of Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the games that I want to see a lot of. But you know what else I'm really excited about? Is EA is revealing 6 previously unannounced games at E3.
That's a lot.
Could one of them be the next Mass Effect?
Oh, that would be awesome. That would send chills up everybody's spine to do another Mass Effect game.
And the timeline works out, doesn't it? Mass Effect 3 came out in March 2012. It's been 2.25 years.
I'm pretty sure we'll still need giant guns and lots of them.
Give you some give you some words of advice there.
Yeah.
Can it wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations. Believe it or not, this damn gun still needs calibrating.
Well, maybe EA and BioWare will throw some calibrations our way. What do you think? Yes, no, will they reveal the next Mass Effect? The timelines match up.
It would be awesome if they did.
It would be awesome.
They would steal the show if they announced another Mass Effect game.
Yeah, I mean, other than Uncharted 4 and Batman Arkham Knight, the next Mass Effect could be the biggest game there.
Yeah.
If they did announce it.
Right.
And that's what E3 is all about, is those surprise announcements.
Yeah, so, I mean, how long has it been?
It's been 2.25 years.
And
think about it. Well, they have Dragon Age Inquisition coming out this year, so they're going to want to keep the hype up for the studio in general. And they usually announce games about a year and a half before release.
I wouldn't bet my money on it. I wouldn't, like...
No? You don't think so?
I mean, it would be... I'm not... I would love it if they did, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it still might be too soon.
Really? You know? Too soon? Well, that's true. A lot of people did complain about the short development time of Mass Effect 3.
Right.
So
you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep it in the incubator, right?
You know what the problem is? You're impossible to work for. You've been riding me for years.
Yeah. We have been riding BioWare for years, haven't
don't
we?
Don't ride him for years, Mike.
You know what the problem is? You're impossible to work for. You've been riding me for years.
So, well, it might be the next Mass Effect. It might not be. But still, EA revealing 6 previously unannounced games.
Yeah.
That's a good amount of surprises right there.
Yeah. It would be awesome if they did.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
But I'm not going to expect it.
No.
Assuming direct control.
Unless the Reaper's invade.
I'd give it a solid 50-50.
Yeah.
I'm kind of split as to whether or not it's actually going to show up.
I would go more 30-70.
All right. That's fair. I can see that. You know what, though? Speaking of long shots to make it to E3, there's a couple of games that I know we're both would really love to see make an appearance, but probably won't. One of them being a Red Dead Redemption sequel.
Oh, I think that would be awesome.
That's been rumored for such a long time. What do you think the odds are on that?
Well, the thing is, Rockstar has to announce a new game.
Yeah, they don't have anything out right now,
right.
Do they?
I mean, they're coming off the heels of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right, and of course they're doing DLC for that, but other than that, they got to
announce a new game for this conference. So I'm thinking, you know, they're coming over the hump of Grand Theft Auto. So now that's going to kind of, you know, that's going to be in the rearview mirror. What other franchises do they have that they've been promoting a lot? I don't know. Lately, they've been commenting on Red Dead Redemption. Remember we had that story a couple weeks ago that Rockstar said that they consider Red Dead Redemption a franchise. What is
A permanent franchise.
A permanent franchise.
In fact, they recently said that again. Take Two recently reaffirmed that BioShock and Red Dead Redemption are permanent franchises.
So, I mean, that's...
Do you think that's a precursor to a possible E3 announcement?
I think so. They've been pushing that a lot, that, hey, don't forget about Red Dead Redemption.
That's right. That's twice in, like, 3 months.
Right.
That they've said permanent franchise.
Right.
So you're thinking a bigger chance of Red Dead Redemption than Mass Effect, you think?
I would say the same chances.
The same chances?
Yeah.
Still kind of a long shot, but a slight glimmer of possibility?
Yeah, I think there's hope.
Okay, that's fair. I'm telling you, man, if they did, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Mass Effect or Red Dead Redemption, that would just blow my mind for this E3.
Right.
Something else that I kind of hope to see, but I probably won't, is I want to see... new hardware for the consoles featuring larger capacity hard drives. That's what I want. I want to see Sony
isn't like the biggest one
500? That's it. 500 gigabytes.
Yeah,
but you have games that are 50 gigabytes.
Right, so you can only own 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposedly really easy to delete games and reinstall them later because you can play while they're installing. But I don't want to have to worry about that. I just want to keep a bunch of games all at once, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's not like computers don't have it. My computer has a terabyte hard drive.
Exactly. I think it would be fairly easy for Sony to just say, okay, here's a 2 terabyte hard drive. They're not terribly expensive anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still quite expensive, but in terms of console prices, they could do it.
Yeah, why not?
So we're probably not going to see it, but that's on my, you know, long shot wish list.
My long shot, for the E3 conference. Are you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready for this.
It's been a long time since there's been a Bond game.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, technically they had that GoldenEye remake of a video game.
But that's a remake.
But it's a remake, yeah.
That's not a new release.
Right. I want to see a new original Bond game.
And you know what? With Skyfall being so popular recently...
Yeah.
Hey.
Why not? That's my long shot wish. I want to see a new Bond game be announced at this year's E3.
Wow.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
The last original one.
Oh gosh.
I think is Bloodstone.
I don't remember at all.
And then before that was Everything or Nothing.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and there is a lot of popularity surrounding James Bond recently.
Yeah. You know, coming off of the 50th anniversary?
That's right. They just made a whole bunch of announcements for Bond 24.
Yeah. Come on. Get on this.
It seems like a good possibility, maybe. I don't know. But still kind of a long shot.
A little bit, but yeah. I'm calling it. I'm saying a 20 to 80 chance.
Okay, okay.
I think there's got to be a new Bond coming soon.
All right. You want me to hit you with an even longer long shot than that?
Yeah, what do you got?
Something that's always been rumored. They've been talking about this since the last one came out. And I know both of us would die if they actually announced one. But Time Splitters 4.
Oh.
That has been going around the rumor circuit for like 5 years now, right?
The losers lose.
I honestly give it, you know, 10 to 90. Even less than that, because it's been a rumor for so long. But that is my longest long shot.
Yeah. I've heard that there's a chance, though, of them like re-releasing the Time Splitters trilogy.
Oh, that might be good. Re-release it in HD.
Right.
For the new consoles.
Right, for PlayStation
4. Online multiplayer.
Right.
Because you know what? Those original Time Splitters games, I don't think they had online multiplayer. And if they did, not many people were online. Because it was still PlayStation 2.
Yeah, they didn't have all...
You had to have the network adapter and a Ethernet cable.
Right.
So, could you imagine Time Splitters online?
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine going and downloading other people's maps?
Yes.
Like Little Big Planet or Mod Nation Racers?
Oh my... Yeah, it would be perfect.
You can make your door level again. Nobody's going to get that reference.
Yeah. I made a level with 20 doors and you had to pick... A door.
It was like a weird twisted game show.
Yes.
With bad guys hidden behind the doors.
Yeah, you either get a bad guy or a power up.
Yeah. I mean, you could put that online and people could experience it in all its flashing light glory.
Yeah.
So that is the longest long shot. I give that like 5 to 95.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. But still,
I say it would be more likely that they re-release the Time Splitters trilogy.
Yeah, re-release. That I would give 15 to 85.
Yeah.
That could be a possibility.
As opposed to a whole new Time Splitters 4 new story. I don't think that's going to happen.
No. I don't think that's going to happen either. But still, that's on my wish long list. Shot wish list. Yeah. Oh, boy. That was a lot of E3 news, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, hey, it's next week, so definitely tune in. Video game news will be abound. We'll try and keep you updated as that happens. But definitely, this is a good time to be a gamer right now. E3 coming up. In Philadelphia, there's two conventions coming up.
That's right. We got to mention these.
There's the Philly Comic Con. That'll happen. And then there's our favorite convention.
That's right.
Too Many Games convention.
Yeah, we went last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a blast. So maybe we'll have some more coverage on that this year.
Yeah, so June is going to be video game month, as far as I'm concerned.
You got to do something during the summer game drought, right?
Yeah. So looking forward to it. I'm ready to hear the latest news from all three of the consoles and PC. Let's see if PC comes.
Maybe
through.
More indie games for the PC. I'm just ready to go, man. I'm ready for some announcements.
Yeah.
But you know what? Speaking of the Too Many Games convention, they like to take a look back to the past. Which brings us to our next topic. We'll be looking back to the past with a news update about one of our favorite stories in video game lore. We covered, what was it, a month ago, I guess?
We covered it like a month and a half ago, and then we already had an update to it 2 weeks ago.
And now we have another update.
Now we have another update.
Of course, we're talking about the Atari Dig Site games, the infamous E.T. burial site.
Yeah.
We're updating.
The worst video game ever.
That's right, the worst video game ever. So bad that it's rumored Atari dumped 3 million copies in the desert.
Well, it's not rumored now.
Yeah,
no,
that's
it's
right.
Confirmed.
It's confirmed. They actually found the dig site.
Yeah.
And since they found the dig site, you're wondering, what are they going to do with all those games? Well, I'll tell you. They're going to sell them.
Why not?
Why not? That's right.
You've dug them up.
Yeah. So far, they've dug up 1,300 of them. And out of those, 700 will be appraised and sold, and the rest will be going to museums and producers of the various documentaries that were filming the expedition. But 700, this is a pretty rare find. Probably would get a lot, would fetch a very high price online, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Only 700 of these rare E.T. games and other games as well, not just E.T., but definitely something to look out for if you have the money and you want to buy an obsolete game.
Yeah, what is rumored to be the worst game ever.
That would be cool to own. I would never pay for it, but it would be cool to have.
Yeah.
It's a piece of video game history.
Right. This was buried in a desert.
So bad that they buried it.
Yeah, like it's radioactive or something.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So there you go. Maybe if you're an aficionado, you can search online and buy a copy of the infamous E.T. Atari game.
Yep. And that's also going to be a focal point of the upcoming Angry Video Game Nerd movie.
That's right. And, you know, he's going to be at Too Many Games.
That's right.
Again. So, maybe he'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something for us to see when we're there.
Yeah, let's see if I shoot him an email. Let's see if he'll answer it.
Well, that's what you did with Mark Coonrippy Brown.
I did, and he answered it. And I...
How do you like that reference from the past?
Hey, that was a fun interview.
Yeah, it was.
Looking forward to Too Many Games. Looking forward to all this video game news. And if you like, you can buy E.T. as well.
Yeah, but you got to be fast, and you got to have a lot of money. There's only 700 going up for sale.
Yep, take advantage of it.
Oh, my gosh, that was a lot of video game news. I mean, we just have so much to look forward to over the coming month. But you know what? Before we get too inundated with all this craziness going on in the video game world, I think we should take a break.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We'll get a little bit of a reprieve from all of that video game news. But coming up, it's everyone's favorite segment. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. Oh, my gosh. It's the wildest, the wackiest segment we have. What do we got coming up?
Folks, it's time for your weekly dose of odd news with the non-fortune cookie odd news. All of that coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings with top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles.
Crispy Noodle Podcast, 2014. Aruga. Boom. In your face.
Are you in the market for a quality used car? Have problems trusting fly-by-night used car dealerships? Check out Ken Nolan's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales. Ken has been in business for almost 30 years, selling cars not only to people all over the Philadelphia area, but now worldwide thanks to our website at www.plymouthmeetingautosales.com. At Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, we have cars for all size wallets, inexpensive cars under $3,000, to classic cars and even dump trucks. Stop on in. That's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, 1215 Ridge Pike, Conshohocken, PA, or call 610-828-4427.
Yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. And folks, I think everyone knows what time it is. Is that right, Mike?
That's right. It's time for one of the wildest, one of the wackiest, one of the craziest segments we have here on this show.
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders and go to the bathroom because you're in for a hell of a ride.
Folks, it's time for your weekly dose of odd news. Do you want to explain how this works, Mike?
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, on this show, Rich researches the news. He reads the news and I react to the news. He goes out and he finds the wildest stories of the week and he hides them from me. I have no idea what he's got. So my reactions are my gut reactions, my first instinct to hearing these stories, and it's always a great surprise for everyone involved, for me, for Rich, for all you listeners out there. It's always a blast.
Yep, you never know what stories I'm going to pull up. Are you ready for this week's dose of odd news?
Oh, you know that I am. I'm excited. Let's get this started.
All right, I got my paper here. Let's go. Our first story takes place in New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. I don't know if we've had many stories from there.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Not much happens down there.
Nope, but
I guess something did.
Yeah, apparently this news story did occur. A cook at a New Mexico facility that trains state corrections employees faces battery charges after authorities say she secretly licked sandwiches and then served them to probation and parole officers.
Ew.
Mmm, good old lick.
Oh, you like a good lick with your sandwich, huh? Yum, saliva.
Yeah. Mm, nom, nom, nom. Is that a hint of saliva with that mayo?
Is that a hint of morning breath saliva I taste?
Rare.
Oh, rare. You can only get it early in the morning.
Yeah. KOAT reports that Yolanda Aguello. Yolanda. Wow.
Yolanda. Right now, Yolanda. We're not going to do anything stupid, are we?
Yolanda.
Like lick a sandwich, huh?
Yeah.
Yolanda. Right now, Yolanda. We're not going to do anything stupid, are we?
Yeah, Yolanda.
We're all going to be like three little Fonzies here. And what's Fonzie like? Come on, Yolanda, what's Fonzie like?
Cool.
Correctamundo.
Yeah.
You know, this is dangerous. I'm going to want to go back and watch the whole movie, Rich.
Well, we'll have to. You'll have to do that after the show.
Yeah.
But KOAT reports that Yolanda Aguello was charged.
Yolanda. Right now, Yolanda. We're not going to do anything stupid, are we?
Well, unfortunately,
Yolanda
Sam
did.
Jackson, yeah. KOAT reports...
He should have told her to be cool, bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
KOAT reports that Yolanda Aguello was charged this week following witness interviews into the bizarre allegations at the South Valley New Mexico Women's Recovery Academy in Albuquerque, New Mexico. According to a criminal complaint, witnesses told investigators that the 59-year-old would take a piece of cheese, lick it, and put it on sandwiches at the academy.
Oh, come on. Not the cheese.
Yeah.
Yolanda.
All right, now, Yolanda, we're not going to do anything stupid, are we?
Oh, my gosh.
Another witness told authorities that Yolanda was seen sucking on an ice cube and then putting it back into a cup before handing it to a staff member.
Oh, why would somebody do this type of stuff?
We're all going to be like three little Fonzies here. And what's Fonzie like? Come on, Yolanda, what's Fonzie like?
Cool.
Correctamundo.
Well, she wasn't being very cool with the food here.
No, she wasn't.
As a result, she is charged with three counts of battery on peace officers.
That's a charge of battery for licking a slice of cheese?
I guess because it's health violations.
But battery? They should come up with a new charge.
Yeah, should be a new charge.
Like licking the police officer's sandwich.
How about we just call it the Yolanda charge?
The Yolanda charge.
Yeah.
Yolanda.
Right now, Yolanda! We're not going to do anything stupid, are we?
Don't you hurt him!
Nobody's going to hurt anybody. We're all going to be like three little Fonzies here. And what's Fonzie like? Come on, Yolanda, what's Fonzie like?
Cool.
Correctamundo.
Come on, Yolanda.
Yeah, I like that. The Yolanda charge.
The Yolanda charge.
For licking customers' food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not battery.
Yeah, it's not battery, but...
It's disgusting, it's definitely,
still,
but...
It's still criminal charges.
Yeah.
The Yolanda charge.
See, you can't lick food, people.
No.
Just stop doing
it. You can't lick food
and then give it to,
somebody. No, yeah. That's not good.
I wonder what possesses a person to do that. Like, oh, you made me mad. I'll lick this food. Oh, that'll show you.
Enjoy my saliva.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for our next story here?
Yes, I am.
All right, this one is just a quick bulletin.
Okay.
But it's just so ballsy, I had to mention it.
All right.
Police say the sight of a man pushing a shopping cart full of meat down a South Seattle street in the middle of the night drew officers' attention.
Well, yeah. Why does he have a shopping cart full of meat? What type of meat? Where did he get the meat?
Under questioning, the man said that, quote, I was taking the cart full of steak and ribs to my friend's house.
In the middle of the night.
When a second officer checked with a nearby grocery store, staff there said that a man just left without paying for $263 worth of meat.
Wow. He was stocking up for the winter or something.
Yeah, he just put it all in his cart.
Stop him?
No, he just walked out.
He's like, hey, Bob, that guy's got a shopping cart full of steaks. Should we stop him? Nah, he's fine.
Yep. The man had 13 packages of meat valued at $263 from the local grocery store. As a result, the man was promptly arrested.
Well, yeah. I mean, he stole $260-some?
Yep, $263.
Wow.
Oh, I thought I could just walk out of the grocery store with this.
That was his escape plan? Was to put in a shopping cart and walk home?
Yeah, waltz back home.
I mean, why didn't he bring a car? Or at least try and disguise the meat. What do you think? Nobody was going to notice a random dude pushing a shopping cart full of meat in the middle of the night?
No, that's totally... That happens all the time.
Oh, you see that a lot, don't you?
Yeah, right here in Ambler, right on the main street.
Yeah, people go to the bottom dollar and they stock up on meat for the next 3 months. And yeah. Then
you carry a brisket under one arm and
brisket, yeah.
You know, a
rump roast in the other.
Yeah. And you walk down and you grab an ice cream and you head back home.
That sounds like a lovely evening.
You know, it's like a new date, too. You know, you go to the movies and then you go to the grocery store, you pick up your meat, and you both carry a nice slab of meat.
Go to the movies, you grab some meat.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, this man just had the balls to just put all this meat in a grocery cart and just walk away.
That is pretty ballsy. He didn't even try to hide it.
No.
He's just, I'm just going to walk out of here with this meat, and you're not going to do a damn thing to stop me.
Yep. Well, hey, yeah, nobody did anything until the police saw him.
Wow.
Whole bunch of meat.
I wonder what he was planning on doing with the meat. I mean, obviously eating it is the end goal, but where do you keep that much meat?
He said a friend's house.
A friend's house. So the friend was in on it. They should have arrested the friend, too.
No, he was the smart one. You go do it.
Yeah, you go get the meat.
You actually do all the stealing and stuff.
I'll stay here.
I'll cook the steak.
I'll warm up the grill.
Yeah.
Come right. back soon. Don't get caught by the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, you ready for our next story here?
Yep.
After a rash of thefts in Birmingham, Alabama, things finally came to a head. Investigators said that culprits were a father-son team who would steal toilet flush valves and supply lines from fast food restaurants.
What?
Yeah.
They stole toilet flush valves from fast food restaurants?
Yep.
Why?
The alleged toilet thieves are suspected in more than a half dozen thefts throughout
Why?
Birmingham and Jefferson County.
That's the dumbest thing to steal. Like, is that your main goal in life? I'm going to take the toilet flush valve. First off, I don't know what the hell that is. I mean, I can guess that it has to do with flushing a toilet. But why that particular thing?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, so there's a reason.
Because
they have a toilet emporium and they're missing all the flush valves.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office spokesman Randy Christian said that the stolen pipes were not made of copper and that all of the parts that they did steal have very little scrap value.
So what's the point?
Well, can I let me read the official press conference here.
I'm dying to find out.
All right, so this is the Sheriff Randy Christian at the press conference. He said, quote, "I really don't know what we have on our hands here. I thought that they were trying to sell it for scrap, but these items bring very little money. Maybe we have a plumber that is trying to cut his overall cost, or maybe he's just some nut with a fetish I haven't heard of."
A fetish he hasn't heard of. That might be it.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Oh, yeah, that toilet flush valve. Oh, wow. It's a steamy story right there.
Yeah.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
You know, but he stole, what you said, half a dozen? So six, maybe seven toilet flush valves? What are you
going to... And supply lines.
What are you going to do with that? It's like not even enough for a plumber.
Yeah.
It's just it's just stupid.
Well, you're not the only one. Randy Christian
has no idea. Yeah, the police, what was he, the police chief? Or
yeah.
Detective
the police sheriff.
The police sheriff. Even he's stumped.
Yep. The suspected commode crooks have not been publicly named, but police took them into custody last Thursday. Investigators were able to track down one of the suspects, a 44-year-old man, after pictures were taken of him selling urinal parts at various scrap yards.
This is the weirdest business ever.
Yeah.
That is very, very, I didn't realize there was a market for urinal scrap parts.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm really interested.
I got some flush valves here. Come over here.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at these flush valves.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
It's just very, very strange. I'm more interested in hearing, you know, what these detectives find out after they interrogate these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the sheriff, Randy Christian, has no idea.
Wow.
Why they did this.
Maybe it's just a stupid random act.
Maybe they thought they were going to get wealthy. Like, if I steal
By selling six flush valves.
If I get enough of these flush valves, maybe we'll strike it rich. I don't know.
Look, you would have to steal more flush valves than there are toilets in your stupid town. And how much can each one be worth?
Well, obviously not a whole lot.
Yeah, very little.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you can make more money just by scrounging through the couch cushions. I mean, it seems like a lot of work for one thing. I assume you have to take apart something once you get to the toilet, right?
Yeah.
Go get a job.
Become an actual plumber. Why don't you just do that?
Oh my gosh.
Just
become an... Look, you're already taking apart toilets. Why don't you do it professionally?
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Plumbers make money.
They make good money, yeah.
Why did they think it was doing that? Why you gotta be all shifty and shady about it?
Just, if you're upfront about it, you can fix people's toilets and make, like, quintuple the amount of money.
Hello, it's me, Mario. Woohoo!
And you can be Mario.
Yeah.
So, it's a win-win.
Dress up like Mario and go fix other people's toilets.
That just gave me a brilliant idea. Why has no plumber ever been... why have they never dressed up like Mario and advertised as, like... I guess that'd be copyright infringement.
I'm Mario... Maria.
Mario Maria. That was the best you could come up with.
Yeah.
I'm Mario Maria.
Yeah, you know, close.
Hello, it's me, Mario. Woohoo!
Thanks for the tip.
There you go.
But yeah, just become an actual plumber.
Why, yeah, really?
Why steal all these flush valves?
It seems like it would be much more economically beneficial to just become an actual plumber at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got enough experience, right?
All right, you want to move on to our next story here?
Yes.
And this is pretty dumb.
Okay. So, like, all of our odd news stories.
I guess so.
Or is this one exceptionally dumb?
It's your favorite kind of dumb.
Ah, all right.
Authorities say a 28-year-old man suspected of robbing a woman at a Washington Ferry terminal friended her on Facebook the next day.
People hit it, liked it, loved it, did all the things that Facebook does.
You know who would be a really good friend? Is that person that I robbed the other day.
let me see if she's on Facebook.
Maybe if I like enough of her statuses, she'll let me rob her again.
People hit it, liked it, loved it, did all the things that Facebook does.
I mean, come on. What is this guy thinking?
The Kitsap Sun reports that Riley Allen Mullins was charged in the local Kitsap District Court with second-degree robbery. Authorities say a woman was sitting at the ferry terminal using her headphones when she was struck on the head from behind. After being struck, a man grabbed her iPod and her purse and ran off. She didn't recognize the man, but only noticed that the man had a tattoo of a triangle on his neck. The next day, the woman received a Facebook friend notification and recognized the sender as the man who robbed her. Investigators were able to confirm that the Facebook account belonged to Mullins and correlated that Mullins had the triangle neck tattoo showing on his Facebook profile page.
People hit it, liked it, loved it, did all the things that Facebook does.
That's amazing. That's like, I can't believe criminals are that dumb. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Let's be friends, okay?
People hit it, liked it, loved it, did all the things that Facebook does.
I'm really baffled about what the thought process was like. So you just robbed somebody. You're like, oh, yeah, I made away with, you know, whatever, $4 and an iPhone. Oh. And your next thought is, maybe I should friend them.
Ooh, she has a Facebook.
She has a Facebook, yeah.
I need to increase my friend count.
Wow. You know... You know what, though? I just had a thought. Maybe it was part of a scheme he had where he would friend them and then say, hey, I stole your stuff. If you want it back, leave $500 at this location.
Yeah, but
maybe that's what it is.
You know, that would work except for the fact that you have identifying tattoos.
Yeah, you essentially turn yourself in.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Leave it to stupid criminals.
It's a good thing that he didn't try and friend her on, like, LinkedIn.
Yeah,
because if you friend somebody on LinkedIn, it says like, "Why are you friending this person?" Yeah. And it would be like,
"I recently robbed her."
Yeah, it's like colleague, classmate, victim. What?
Victim?
What? I don't remember that being on one of the lists. Victim.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah, LinkedIn would be weird because it also shows you who's been looking at your profile.
Yeah,
just like. That guy that robbed me has been looking at my profile a lot recently.
People hit it, liked it, loved it, did all the things that Facebook does.
But, yeah. This thief actually tried to friend his victim on Facebook.
Oh, good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah. All right, you ready for our next story here?
Yes.
All right, this might be one of my favorite stories ever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Of all time or just recently?
It's a good story.
Okay.
And it promotes that everyone should have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
A Dunkin' Donuts customer who was looking for his morning cup of coffee was in the right place at the right time with the right equipment. Authorities say that a local ambulance technician who was wearing his carbon monoxide detector entered his local Dunkin' Donuts at Carl Place, New York on Friday morning. So he walked in with the carbon monoxide detector and the detector went off.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
So the technician asked for all the employees to leave the fast food joint and notified local authorities. The local investigation found that there was a problem in one of the vents in one of the ovens and that there was an actual carbon monoxide leak in the place.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was lucky.
Yeah.
That he decided to stop for coffee at just that moment.
Right. Carbon monoxide is an odorless and colorless gas, and prolonged exposure can be fatal. This man literally saved everybody's life because he wanted a cup of coffee.
Wow. So you see that coffee can save lives.
Yeah. I think that deserves a win.
Mamma mia! Yeah.
We salute you, ambulance worker who wanted his morning cup of coffee. And I encourage everyone that take a lesson from this guy. Start off your day with a cup of coffee. No matter how bad you're feeling, no matter if you're feeling so hot you don't want a cup of coffee. You never know. It can save other people's lives.
But make sure you also have a carbon monoxide detector.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, that's a small detail.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. But no. Damn it, Mike. The point is, have a cup of coffee in the morning.
Okay, all right. Coffee can save lives.
Yes.
If you have a carbon monoxide detector.
Shut up, Mike. Have a cup of coffee in the morning. That's my teaching the lesson.
Okay, that's your teaching the lesson. Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's Professor Liebig here.
Professor Liebig.
Have your morning cup
of coffee. Coffeeology 101.
Yes.
What's the first lesson in Coffeeology 101?
Use a coffee pot.
Use a coffee pot.
It's weird.
How else would you get coffee?
I don't know.
Would you eat the coffee beans?
Well, hey, those are tasty.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah. But now, I don't know. I'm actually kind of getting a little sick of this Keurig stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird.
You like the old-fashioned coffee
pot? Yeah, I like my old-fashioned coffee pot because you make like four.
Do you like the one on the stove or do you like the drip ones?
I like both of them.
Both of them?
But like you make like four cups of coffee and then you have enough for friends. And,
right, right.
You know?
Well, the thing with the Keurig is that you can make it on demand whenever you want. And it only takes a couple of seconds.
But you know, why do that? Make a nice pot of coffee and invite friends over.
You can still invite friends over with the Keurig.
Yeah, but then you got to do the little tiny cup and, you know, do you want the hazelnut? Do you want the decaf? Do you want the French roast? No.
Well, what do you got against hazelnut and French roast?
No, come on. You brew one cup, you brew one pot of coffee, everyone enjoys the coffee. It's a community thing,
look,
damn
Rich,
it.
Not everybody drinks two pots of coffee at once like you do.
Well, you know, that's nice.
It's nice.
I don't know. Whatever. Stupid. The French vanilla cup. No, get the hell out of here.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Yeah, see, even Orson Welles didn't even like it. No. I like the old fashioned coffee pot.
Yeah. No, coffee pots are fun.
And I'm trying to make a point here. Start off your day, grab a cup of coffee in the morning. You never know what it can lead to.
You really went off the rails on that one.
Because I like this story.
I can tell you're passionate about coffee.
Start off your day with coffee.
Okay.
Thank you. Rich Liebig 2014.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Rich Liebig, Rich Liebig. Ooh, we're a little Rich Liebig now. Official Rich Liebig proclamation. All All right, let's get back into the odd news.
Let's get back to the odd news.
All right, you know what? This is a good way to jump back in here.
Okay.
In our next story, infamous British prisoner Charles Bronson decided to butter himself up and brawl with 12 prison guards after his least favorite soccer team won the championship.
Why? So, why would he butter himself up and fight 12 people just because his least favorite team won? Was it like a dare?
There's a common enemy! Kill him!
That's what the guards were saying.
After the soccer team Arsenal was victorious in the FA Cup, Bronson said that, quote, "I lost it." Bronson, who is a longtime inmate notorious for brawling, hates the Arsenal Football Club. The following rumble at a prison in the York prison resulted in several broken ribs for Bronson, who said that he purposely greased himself up to make it harder for the dozen guards in riot gear to restrain him.
Okay.
Bronson said, quote, "Obviously I had my reasons and I would rather swallow teeth than my pride."
Okay. I just find it really odd, like, I don't know. I would never, if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, I wouldn't butter myself up and go fight 12 people.
You want it?
No, I just...
You want to start a riot?
Start a riot, but not start a fight with 12 people by myself.
You wouldn't butter yourself up?
No. Why are you going to waste all that good butter? You can use it for, like, lobster or something, you know?
Well, he is in prison. He doesn't have access to lobster.
That's true.
There's a common enemy. Kill him! Bronson, who is commonly referred to as Britain's most violent prisoner, was jailed for 7 years in 1974 for armed robbery. But he has been locked up for much of the time since then because of violent incidents at prison, including assault, hostage taking, and damage. As a result, he spent the last 36 years in solitary confinement.
Wow.
So,
that's a long time in solitary confinement.
Yeah, he obviously has mental problems.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to promote his brand.
His brand?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, he's just trying to, you know, maintain his status as Britain's most violent criminal by fighting 12 people.
With butter.
With butter. Yeah, fighting them with butter.
Yeah.
Visit our concession where you'll find something to please you. Our foods are fresh and tasty. Our drinks, satisfying and refreshing. They're so good.
Does prison have like a concession stand where he got like the butter?
Yeah, where did he find enough butter for this?
Right.
He should just go into the cafeteria and say, "Hey, can I have like 4 sticks of butter just because?
I'm just really hungry.
I'm just really hungry and I eat primarily butter.
I'm going to die anyway. Just give me all the butter.
Just give me all the butter."
And then he just bathed in it.
Where did he find the time to do this? Like, look, you're pissed off that your team lost or that your least favorite team won. And your first thought is to carefully coat yourself in a gleaming sheen of buttery goodness. Why? Do you really have enough time to do that if you're pissed off? I'm just amazed that he could stay angry that long to butter himself up completely.
Boy, then that's not really, like, helping him. Like, the whole time he's buttering himself, he's just like, "God damn it."
He's just pushing the butter in harder.
Yeah. "Damn, Arsenal team. I can't concentrate on anything else besides this butter because the Arsenal team won."
Just takes a fight out of
this. Madness. This is Sparta!
I'd like to see him just like buttering himself up and just take a bite out of it every once in a while. Oh my gosh. I don't know, I don't think I could ever get mad enough to butter myself up with literal butter and fight 12 people.
Yeah, that would take a lot out of you.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for our next story here?
Yep.
All right, well, this is kind of a spinoff off of one of your favorite stories that we've done on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Okay, I'm intrigued. A spinoff?
Yeah.
Huh.
An Air India flight that took off from the international airport in Delhi was forced to turn around and head back because all 4 of their toilets on the airplane got clogged up.
Oh my God.
First thing in the morning, what do I see? A pile of
staring at me.
No. So you said this was an Air India flight?
Yeah, this was a this is an Air India flight.
That PSA actually did them harm because then too many people took their poo to the loo.
Yeah, and now they can't fly.
And now the loos don't work. See what you did, India? Why can't you just let them poop in the street?
They can't win.
They can't win. Don't poop in the street, and then they clog the toilets in the airplane. You poop in the street, there's disease. You poop in the loo, and the plane crashes.
Yep.
Or has to turn around.
Air India Flight 121 was carrying 214 passengers, and the flight was supposed to last 8 hours. But the plane...
How early into the flight did this happen?
The plane had to return to Delhi 3 hours into the trip.
Only 3 hours?
Jesus. Yeah, it didn't even make it halfway.
First thing in the morning, what do I see? A pile of staring at me. I close my eyes, I step away. No matter where I go, there's no getting away.
I feel bad for India.
They call the toilet the flushes.
What? The flushes?
Yeah, like this quote. The flushes were unserviceable, so the plane had to return, an Air India official said. The passengers could not board another aircraft since night curfew in Frankfurt would have kicked in by the time that the second plane would have reached there. So all of the people on this flight had to reschedule for another flight, all because...
they couldn't stop crapping.
Yes.
Wow. You know, though, before they get on the next airplane, they're like, all right, everybody, line up. We're going to the bathroom beforehand. I just realized that would be a really good rhyme. Poop, 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 poop. Everywhere, poo, 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 in the air.
Oh, there you go.
Mike, they need another PSA.
Mike, you need to make a remix. a second remix, please.
I step onto the plane. What do I see? Toilets overflowing all down the lane. Poo, 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 everywhere. Poo, 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 in the air. It's great. It works perfectly.
It works awesome.
India, get your, you know, get your stuff together.
Yeah.
I want to say another word, but I can't. Just
how much poop do they have in India?
It's the Indian food. Yeah, I know. I just made an Indian food joke. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So there you go. Indian airplane.
First. How does an airplane toilet get clogged? Doesn't it just suck it straight out into the sky?
No, they've got to have some sort of waste, like, containment.
They have a septic system or something?
You can't
just shoot it out into the
sky. Yeah, you can't just shoot it out.
The airplane's flying in the sky, just streams of brown behind it.
Oh, my gosh. That would suck. You're walking down the street and just...
splash!
Oh.
No, they do have some type of containment system, I think.
Yeah, we don't need that.
You see, those were the only toilets that were available to those people.
And they clogged them up.
And they clogged them up.
So what do you do?
Make another PSA. Get better airplanes. I don't know. They have such a bad problem with the poop. There's poop in the streets. There's poop in the sky. Is there anywhere in India that doesn't have poop? These are the questions that we need answered.
Yeah, we need to figure this out.
I mean, all joking aside, they got to figure out what the hell's going on over there.
Yeah. They caused this much poop.
That's just bad.
All right, how about we have enough of the poop talk and we get to another story? How about that?
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, and guess what? It's time to enter our block of Florida news.
It's Florida and they're crazy.
Yeah.
It's the Florida Zone.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
It's Florida and they're crazy.
Wait, are you trying to do a Twilight Zone?
Yeah, the Twilight Zone, the Florida Zone.
I think I might have.
Welcome to the Florida Zone.
The strangest of the strange happens here.
All right.
Is that it? Yeah, that's all I can think of. That's all I can think of.
You see, you're left speechless when you think of Florida.
Yeah, I can't even think straight when I think Florida.
Oh, damn Florida. All right, so what does Florida do? I love how I refer to them in the collective. What is Florida doing now? It's not just not just an individual person, but the entire state. What is Florida doing?
All right, well, let's do this one. Having a stolen GPS unit in his backpack didn't stop a Florida man from having to call 911 because he was lost and being chased by wild pigs.
What? How do you end up in that situation?
All right. Okay. Andrew Joff called 911 in Polk County to report that wild boars were chasing him around Thursday morning, and he was found walking several miles west of Highway 27.
So he's just roaming. He's just out in the wilderness, just strolling around, and a pack of wild boars starts chasing him.
Yep.
This is ridiculous.
Police discovered that Joff had an open warrant for driving with a suspended driver's license, and he was brought into custody. When deputies searched Joff's backpack, they found a stolen GPS device that the 24-year-old admitted to stealing. Police also found other stolen electronics, cell phones, and earrings.
He stole them from the pigs. That's why they were chasing him. So he was lost even though he had a GPS.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Polk County Sheriff Greedy Judd said, "We have had people with warrants call us to turn themselves in before, but it's unusual that someone with an active warrant who just burglarized a car got lost and call us for help. In his defense, it does get pretty dark out here." Thanks, Sheriff.
Oh, my gosh.
In addition to the driver's license charge, Joff now added burglary, conveyance, and petite theft charges to his rap sheet. Had a GPS, but still was
GPS,
lost.
GPS, but was still lost. I can't believe that.
All right, so there you go. Great.
And getting chased by wild boars as well.
Yeah.
What was he doing out in the middle of nowhere?
What was he doing with the pigs?
Yeah. Well, the pigs, well, there's wild boars in the Everglades, I guess. Maybe. Don't quote me on that.
So much that you're running away and you got to call 911 after them?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to know what he was doing, like, next to an interstate. That's, like, probably the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Where was he coming from? He was walking because he got his license suspended.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And he stole
the... So why does he have a GPS? Why did he steal a GPS?
I don't know.
Florida logic.
It's Florida and they're crazy. Yeah, Florida logic, yeah.
You'll never understand it.
No, never. No matter how hard you try, Florida will always baffle you with their randomness and oddities.
Okay, and I got one last story for you.
Okay, last one.
And it's another Florida story.
Nice. It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Yep.
So back-to-back Florida stories.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened with this person in Florida?
A Florida woman is accused of getting hot under the collar after her sister refused to help her get a cold one.
Oh, like a beer.
Future is already here, so why don't we go get a beer?
So she got mad because, who was it, her sister?
Yep.
Wouldn't get her a beer.
Yep. Amber Orman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after she threatened her sister with a large knife for not taking her to the store to get beer.
I'ma f***ing kill you, motherfucker, old style.
Beer!
What was that?
Beer!
Was he shouting? Who was shouting beer?
Yeah. Iron Chef.
Oh my gosh.
That's the weirdest way to announce beer.
Yeah.
Beer!
That's what the lady was shouting. Beer!
Yeah.
Beer!
So... she got so mad that her sister wouldn't take her to get beer that she threatened her with a knife.
Yep.
Couldn't she take herself to go get beer?
Yeah.
Like, if you're that desperate for it, right?
Yeah. Go get your own beer.
Beer!
When police arrived on the scene, they found the 29-year-old woman screaming at her sister and approaching her in a threatening manner. The sister said that after she denied Orman's request for a beer run, the suspect said she was going to get a knife and stab me to death. Then she did proceed to grab a knife. According to Orman, she grabbed the knife to defend herself because her family was, quote, attacking her needs for no reason.
So attacking she thinks, her needs.
Yeah, so she thinks she's the victim in all this.
Of course.
Beer! I need beer!
So...
Beer!
Oh my gosh, I know Florida has that stand your ground law, so now if you feel your needs are being threatened, you can attack people with a knife.
No, I'm gonna f***ing kill you, motherfucker, old style!
When police arrived on the scene, she was arrested on site.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank God, because... You can't get angry at people and just attack them with a knife because you want beer. That reminds me of that video we played earlier about punching people for pancakes.
Yeah.
This is knifing people for beer.
Yeah.
You can't knife people because you want a beer.
Yeah, that doesn't fly.
No, I'm gonna f***ing kill you, motherfucker, old style.
You know what? After all that, I feel like you do need a beer.
Yeah.
I think that sister's going to change her mind. Now she's going to want a beer after all that.
Oh, that would be the greatest insult. Just be like, you know what? After all that arguing, I think I'm going to go get myself a beer. And the other lady...
Future is already here, so why don't we go get a beer?
And then the other lady just flies off into another rage. Wouldn't that be the perfect way to end that argument?
Yeah.
The sister's being arrested and the other one says, you know what? I will go get that beer.
No, I'm going to f***ing kill you, motherfucker, old style.
And there you go. That is what I have in this week's non-fortune cookie odd news. All right. But, you know, with that, you know, we've gone through a heck of a show. And when we do that, we like to recap everything that we've learned in our ending segment. What have we learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast?
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have we learned on this episode?
Well, we've learned you can't knife people because you want a beer.
No.
It's not good.
It's like the kid.
Yeah.
You can't punch people if you don't get pancakes.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't knife people because you want a beer, and you can't punch people because you want pancakes.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Circle of life here.
Yes, circle of life.
Yeah.
Okay, then. We also, moving right along, we also learned that India has to get their poop problems under control.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, they're pooping in the streets, they're pooping in the airplanes. They just can't figure it out, can they?
Yep, the toilets are getting clogged everywhere. Figure that stuff out.
Yes. It's so tempting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We also learned that you shouldn't waste butter on a 12-person brawl. There's better uses for butter, right?
Lobster.
Yeah, lobster.
In prison.
I believe you had some important advice for people regarding coffee, though.
Yes, always start your morning with a cup of coffee. It might save people's lives.
That's right. You just happen to have a carbon monoxide detector.
Whatever.
Whatever. But still, start your day with coffee.
Yes.
Right? There you go. And after you start your day with coffee, don't friend your victims on Facebook.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You can friend people if they're your work colleague. You can friend people if they're your former classmates. You can friend people if they're part of your family. But if they're a former victim,
yeah,
that's kind of awkward.
There's not really an option for that, is there?
No.
We also learned that there's such a thing as the Yolanda charge.
Yeah.
That's what you came up with, right?
Yeah, Yolanda!
Yolanda! Don't lick people's food!
No, please don't do that.
Talking about Sam Jackson, though, apparently Sam Jackson couldn't stop Yolanda from licking people's food.
No, he couldn't.
Oh, Sam Jackson.
Thought we were going to make her cool, but not Fozzie cool.
So disappointing. And I also learned that it's a great time to be a gamer with E3 and all these conventions coming up and tons of announcements.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, so, definitely a good time to be a gamer. And is there anything else, Mike?
That's all I got. Did you learn anything?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. Make sure you have your cup of coffee.
the bottom line, right?
Yeah. And there you go. That is what we've learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't f***ing know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm f***ed if I know what we did.
Oh, boy, what a show, Mike.
Oh, another great one in the books, huh?
Yep. All the wackiness that happened with video games and the odd news. Oh, my gosh, I'm spent.
Yeah. Oh, another. Just a lot of stuff this episode, huh?
Yeah. But you know what? That's the feel of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. If you like it and you want more of it, check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. That's where you can find all of our articles, our previous podcasts, and more about us if you want to know, if you want to know more. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter, at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right. You can also check us out on YouTube and subscribe to our channel where you can get some highlights. You can see some highlight reels. But also make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes where you get the latest podcast downloaded for free straight to your computer, your phone, your tablet, your MP3 player. And you can listen to it on the go, at work, at home, wherever you want, anytime, anywhere. Just search for the Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes.
That's right. If you want to get little mini noodles, if you will, little promos of our episodes, go to our official SoundCloud page, search the Crispy Noodle Podcast, and you'll get little 1 to 2 minute clips of our favorite bits from the show, and they're easily shareable, and it's a lot of fun to laugh with friends with over. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right.
And in addition to that, if you want your first crack at the Crispy Noodle, check out Totally Driven Entertainment's Blog Talk Radio page Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's where we broadcast each week's new episode, so you can get your first crack at the Crispy Noodle. But if you can't make it during that time slot, that's why we got the podcast. Subscribe to our iTunes podcast feed.
That's right. So many ways to get in touch and listen to the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Isn't that right?
That's right. If you want to follow us individually on Twitter, I am at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig.
I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And there you go. That'll pretty much wrap it up for us. Anything else you want to say, Mike?
Nah, I think I'm good. How about you?
Make sure you have your cup of coffee.
Well said.
I'm Rich Liebig.
And I'm Michael Costanzo.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
Crispy Noodle Podcast, 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 2014. Aruga! Boom! In your face! Ha ha!